like a convertible sofa?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. A convertible sofa. It, you can convert it into a bed.
Yeah. I was trying to think, because I remember Castro Convertible was down in Florida. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call the things that you pull down to shut out the light?
That was a window shade back in those days.
All righty. What do you have now?
Well, people have different things now. Most of them right at this age are drapes. There was once a big demand for what they call a Venetian blind. A Venetian blind is a little blind that's made to fit the windows, and it has little metal strips across it, and it works on a cord.
When we have those in Florida.
When you pull this cord, it turns the what I call the blind, which is the strip part of it, turns it up or down, and it cuts out the light.
Uh-huh.
I have those blinds over in that house over there.
That's
And I had to have, when I got those blinds, I had just come back from World War II, and I had to have those blinds made to fit the windows. The windows were so large, still I couldn't buy a blind unless I had it made. And back then, you can't guess what I paid for those blinds.
How much?
I got all the blinds for that entire house made to fit for $120.
Oh,
brother. You couldn't buy three of them for that now.
No, made to fit. That would be really, times have changed, huh? What do you call the little room off of the bedroom that you put your clothes in and stuff?
We call that a little closet.
Alrighty. Have you ever, how about like if you just have a place where you put your clothes, but it's not in a closet?
Oh, like we call that a clothes rack.
Okay. And how about the room that would be up above here that you'd store things in?
Well, we call that up in the attic.
Okay, did y'all have one?
Oh, yes. We had an attic in Grandpa's house, but we didn't have... I've never lived in a house where we had a built-in attic. Now, there's an attic in every house.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't use them. In fact, in my work, we discourage using attics and for a storage room on account of fire.
I imagine that would be
It makes a big fire hazard sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we had a giant one in my grandpa's house.
Grandpa Nixon and Grandpa Thompson both. Grandpa Thompson had three rooms in the attic of his house, and he kept a lot of, I have seen wheat. He had it floored with these wired boards, 2 by 12s, and they were all clean and washed. He would wash them with lye water. And when he had harvested his wheat crops, he'd just pile his wheat on the floor in a big pile. And he'd take his big hoe up there and stir the wheat. That's the way he dried the wheat before he went to market with it.
Gee.
And he used to store that in the attic. I walked through the wheat in my bare feet and got a whipping several times.
Boy, wasn't that a fire hazard, though?
Well, back in those days, they didn't think too much about fire hazard because I think the old-timers more or less was more conscious of fire and what it would do to them, and they were a little bit more cautious than people are today.
Yeah, I can see.
Even though they had a lot of fire hazards around, they would check them and watch them.
Uh-huh.
And be sure that nothing happened.
Yeah, and they were around there more, too.
Yeah, they were in and out the homes all the time, and